Good morning, everybody. It is Thursday, April the 18th, and this is Captain Marty here. We're going to talk a little fishing. We got some breaking news. I'll be right back to tell you what it is in just a second.
Join the crew of the Miss Oregon Inlet 2 for an Outer Banks fishing trip that's fun for the whole family. Located at the Oregon Inlet Fishing Center and running three trips a day, their spacious 60-foot headboat can accommodate up to 65 people. The Miss Oregon Inlet 2 crew can get you all rigged up to catch a variety of fish in the ocean and the sound, but they're famously known as the Flounder Pounder. For more information on how you can hop aboard, go online to missoregoninlet.com. The Miss Oregon Inlet 2, an Outer Banks experience that's sure to create a lifetime of memories.
Ready to enjoy the Outer Banks the way it was meant to be enjoyed? Then you're ready to take the whole family to Jeanette's Pier in Nag's Head. Start with a walk on the 1,000-foot-long pier to watch the sunrise or a reel in the catch of the day. Some of the best fishing on the East Coast is right here at Jeanette's Pier. Plus, Jeanette's Pier plays host to various events throughout the year, including professional surfing events. For the best day you'll have on the Outer Banks, go to JeanettesPier.net or give us a call at 252-255-1501. Jeanette's Pier, milepost 16 and a half, Nag's Head.
All right, so we had after a slow week of offshore fishing, and slow, I mean really slow, just a casual bite, a bluefin, a blackfin, a yellowfin, like one to the boat. Yesterday we had a few boats got out of Oregon Inlet, I think three, and they all had limits of yellowfin tuna. They had 18 yellowfin tuna to the boat in that 45-pound class range, which was really, really good. So we're encouraged by that, and you know, that's a good bite. We also had a few blackfin tuna and their catches, and some dolphin or mahi, whatever you want to call them. So I would have to say really big improvement. And improvement for the Hatteras fleet as well, as they had a good bite on blackfin tuna. They also had a scattered yellowfin tuna and dolphin, but both fleets really seeing a big increase. It's a conveyor belt, as I mentioned yesterday, that they're fishing on, and you just got to be out there on the right day when everything comes together. Our inshore fleets have been getting out in the ocean a little bit, and two things that they're working on, bluefish and sea bass for them. I talked to Michaela at Oregon Inlet, and the sea bass bite was good today. That's a really great fish to eat. If you've never tried it, go to one of our local fish houses. My brother is here visiting. He had some sea bass the other day down at O'Neill's, and it was absolutely just to die for. It's a good cool water bottom fish. It eats nothing but crabs and shrimp for a living, so it's very, very good. So that's a big improvement. Our surf fishing holding about the same. Surf and pier, there's been some bites, some pretty good sea mullet bites going on. There are puppy drum up and down our beaches right now, a speckled trout if you're lucky, and a lot of bluefish. Now you're going to see that the bluefish are all through our fishing report the last few days, both in the surf on the piers and back in the sound. I'll tell you more about that in just a minute as we take a break before we come back and tell you what's biting in the Pamlico.
What could possibly be more fun than watching a bottlenose dolphin swim and play in the water right beside you? Hop aboard Harbor Star Dolphin Tours at Wanchese Marina and witness this remarkable animal up close. The Harbor Star is a spacious 50-foot vessel with a wide, shady canopy that runs two-hour trips multiple times a day, including a breathtaking sunset cruise. To book your tour, go online to wanchesemarina.com and click Harbor Star Dolphin Tours. See the majestic bottlenose dolphin up close with Harbor Star Dolphin Tours.
All right, so in the Pamlico, back in the Pamlico Sound, our estuaries, especially over on the Western Sound, a very good speckled trout bite going on right now with some of those speckled trout 3 and 4 pounders, which is really, really good. Puppy drum bite is on. There's a few that are a little bit bigger, a little bit outside the slot range biting as well. And the bluefish I mentioned, we're seeing them in the surf. We're seeing them back in the sound. And there's actually quite a few of them around. Some of them are those 6 pounders that are like between a tailor bluefish and a big blue, a really good size, as I mentioned yesterday. If you like to put something in your smoker, that'd be good. Also some sheephead. We know that last year was one of the best years in history for sheephead fishing. More of that we're hoping for this year. If you can get around any kind of structure and get you some little fiddler crabs or sand fleas, you stand a good chance. That's also another top shelf eating fish. So remember the trick for sheephead fishing, an old timer told me a long time ago, you got to be quick. You have to get everything down there, get that little crab on the bottom, then you have to jerk right before they bite. So that's the trick to catch a sheephead. You have to be that quick. So anyway, that's about it for the sound fishing. And I did hear today my secret source fishing up in the Currituck Sound did find some crappie today and ended up with not as good as he'd had last week, but still 10 or 15 crappie on live minnows. So that will kind of wrap up our report today for all the fishing fronts. It's good to hear those yellowfin tuna in the mix, because remember, this is the time of year when we get a lot of people that come down here, and it should peak out I'll say middle of May, but today with the limits of yellowfin tuna, that's definitely a sign of things to come. Thank you for joining us, and go out and wet a line. You're not going to catch them in the motel room.